you suffer from chronic CFED or can't focus energy drain? Try over-the-counter Vibrin. One tablet contains the same caffeine as a cup of coffee, but without the calories or coffee breath. Vibrin. Caffeine, not coffee. Taking Vibrin may result in increased productivity and decreased dread in setting alarms. Unexpected enjoyment of the graveyard shift has been associated with Vibrin. Vibrin may be a better budget option than drinking coffee. It may also decrease the urge to doze off, skip work, or exhibit signs of slacking. All jokes aside, always read the label, take only as directed, and limit caffeine as it may cause real side effects. Not for children under age 12.
Hi, Suzette LT here. Thank you for joining me for another fact-filled episode on Suzette Live Talk. Where else but blogtalkradio.com, broadcasting live from Southern California every Saturday night at 8 p.m. It's all right here with me, Suzette LT. Go to blogtalkradio.com/Suzette Live. Hello and welcome to this late Sunday afternoon with me, CZLT. Now, I tried to open up the chat room and it just wasn't going to happen. I can try a little bit later, but it just wants to spin. This little dilly thing just wants to spin and spin, so I don't know. The majority of the time when I try and open it when I'm in Google or using Google, it doesn't work. What I should have done is use the Edge, but well, so much for that, right? Okay, so I am very appreciative that you stopped by, and I hope you continue to stay, considering there's no chat room. I have no way to really communicate with you other than the phone lines if you were to call in at 619-924-0847 and let me know. As far as my studio goes, appears that my microphone isn't even working at this time, so it's difficult to say if anything is even coming through at the moment, and that would be a shame. So I'm just going to take a shot in the dark here and believe that it is, because I have nothing else to go on at the moment. Let's see. Let me see if I do this and remove that. And bear with me, please, if you would. And we'll move right along here as soon as I try one more thing. And hopefully, just hopefully, things will go well. Give it another click and see what happens. Okay, yeah, it's just not going to happen. All right, sorry about that, folks. Not much I can do about that. Shoot. All right. Well, let's move right along anyway. Hopefully, you can hear me. We'll find out after the show. There's no way to tell. Okay, so, current events. Let's find out what news media is bashing Trump today, you know, to kick us off for the week. I always like to get in some good stories and then carry them over to Monday. That carries over to Tuesday unless something else comes up. In the meantime, CBS is reporting that dear Nikki Haley, the ambassador to the United Nations, a person whom I was never happy about Trump nominating for that position, just because I don't trust the woman. There's just something about her. Sometimes you get an inkling and you got to just go with it. Apparently he didn't get that inkling. Nevertheless, our U.S. ambassador, Ms. Nikki Haley, said on Sunday, today, in light of a growing number of probes into sexual misconduct against lawmakers, that the time has come to start bringing a conscience to the situation surrounding the treatment of women in the workplace, as well as on Capitol Hill. When asked what she thinks of the cultural shift, taking place in the U.S.? Haley said. She is incredibly proud of the women who have come forward. Quote, I'm proud of their strength. I'm proud of their courage, Haley said on CBS News Face the Nation. Haley's comments after three lawmakers in 1 week, including Senator Al Franken, Democrat of Minnesota, Representative John Conyers, Democrat from Michigan, and Representative Trent Franks, Republican from Arizona. So since they had announced they would be stepping down from office following allegations of sexual misconduct and harassment, which Trent Franks, by the way, does not fit into, and I'll fill you in on that in just a moment. When asked to assess similar allegations of misconduct leveled against President Trump during the 2016 campaign, Haley replied, quote, women who accuse anyone should be heard. They should be heard and they should be dealt with. I think we heard from them prior to the election, and I think any woman who has felt violated or felt mistreated in any way, they have every right to speak up, she added. Well, sure they do. I agree too. But why did they wait till he was running for president? Why did they wait till the last stretches? Shut up. Shut up. Shut up, Nikki Haley. Just shut up. Or as Ms. Pelosi, Democrat from California, likes to say, stop it. Stop it. Stop it right now. Just stop it. Just stop it. Yeah. I believe those are her words. So meanwhile, Haley applauded the president's move in announcing the U.S. recognizes Jerusalem as the capital of Israel, a controversial move that has ignited protest in the Middle East. That's another story. She told CBS, John Dickerson, that Mr. Trump's announcement on Wednesday was the right thing to do. Now, did she say Mr. Trump, or did CBS, John Dickerson, say Mr. Trump? Because he is the president, whether either one of them likes it or not. It is absolutely the right thing to do, and look forward for the last 22 years, everyone around every president has said, just wait, just wait, just wait. And President Trump's not going to wait anymore, said Haley, calling the president's decision a courageous one. Yeah, now she's licking his boots. Let's see what else she has to say before she goes back the other way. When asked if Mr. Trump, when asked if President Trump's move to recognize Jerusalem as a capital and begin the early stages of moving the U.S. Embassy in Israel to the city would further inflame tensions and disrupt work on the peace process, Haley said, I think that when you recognize the truth, when both parties recognize reality, peace comes. Gosh, she's such an airhead. She's representing us on the world stage. Okay. Back to the article. If you notice, when the president spoke, he made it very clear. He didn't talk about boundaries. He didn't talk about borders. He didn't get into any of that because the final status of Jerusalem is between the Palestinians and the Israelis. It's not for the Americans to decide. She added, the sky is not falling. If anything, what we're going to see is both sides are going to come to the table. They're going to decide what they think Jerusalem should look like, and we're going to support that process. While the latest move by the administration may impact the Israeli-Palestinian peace process, as Vice President Mike Pence prepares to visit the Middle East, Haley maintains that both sides will come together to the table to decide what they think Jerusalem should look like. What he did was take it off the table. Jerusalem is the capital of Israel. Take that off the table. Tell both sides to come together and say, okay, you decide how you want to split up Jerusalem. You decide if you're going to create boundaries or borders there, and let them decide, said Haley. To critics of the president's plan, Haley says the decision will go down in history to show he made the moves that finally got the two parties to come to the table. Well, if it goes down the way CBS News says it will, that was the end of the article. But if it does go down that way, I don't think coming to the table is exactly what's going to happen. Now they may take turns throwing the table. One of them might even try blowing up the table. But in all honesty, this woman does not have a clue about what she's talking about. Now, mind you, I am no expert myself, but I know well enough to know she is not qualified. Especially with answers like that. Sheesh. All right. Now, I was going to back up for a moment and speak about the Republican that was said to have committed some form of sexual misconduct and harassment, Mr. Representative Trent Franks from Arizona, Republican. What happened with his situation is different in the sense that he didn't touch anybody. He didn't harass anybody. He discussed with his aides a situation that was occurring between him and his wife. Sometimes this occurs in the workplace. You develop a working relationship to where, you know, when you're having a bad day, sometimes, you know, your colleagues are there to listen to you. And in this case, he was sharing the situation with him and his wife and their circumstances with not being able to have a child and that they were considering surrogacy. Not at any time did he propose to them, any of them, would you like to be my surrogate? Are you interested in being a surrogate? What do you think about surrogacy? And how do I know this? Because one of the aides came and spoke out. Now, the reason why he's resigning is because Paul Ryan got on the Democrat bandwagon, as he does periodically. He likes to do that little jump back and forth. I'm on, I'm off. I'm on, I'm off. I'm on, I'm off. We just never know. And in this case, he was on. And Mr. Franks, well, rather than to put his wife through any more stress, I guess you could say, disappointment or anything else, he would just rather resign. He doesn't need the press. He doesn't need to put her through any stress. They're already stressing about having a child or not being able to have a child. That's really what that's all about. So to put Representative Trent Franks in that category of sexual misconduct and harassment is just wrong. But CBS seems to think that since Mr. Trent Franks is resigning, that they'll go ahead and throw him into that category too with the other perverts. And that's just wrong. Next up, who do we have on the list next? Oh, we have a diplomat that rips Tillerson Trump administration and her resignation. A U.S. Foreign Service officer slammed the Trump administration and Secretary of State Rex Tillerson in a letter announcing her departure from the State Department. In that letter, which was first reported by Foreign Policy Elizabeth Shackelford, criticized the administration for the stinging disrespect. She argues it shows the diplomatic corps. I have deep respect for the career foreign and civil service staff who, despite the stinging disrespect this administration has shown our profession, continue the struggle to keep our foreign policy on the positive trajectory necessary to avert global disaster and increasingly dangerous times, Shackelford writes. With each passing day, however, this task grows more futile. Driving the department's experienced and talented staff away in an even greater numbers, Shackelford added. The Foreign Service officer was most recently stationed in Nairobi, Foreign Policy noted, and officially left the State Department last Friday. Now, Tillerson, in recent weeks, has defended his leadership of the State Department. In the face of his critics who have pointed to low morale among the staff, the hiring freeze, and staff changes. In her letter, Shackelford called on Tillerson to stand up for employees of the State Department and to display leadership and commitment to our people, our mission, and our mandate with the foreign policy arm of the United States. If you are unable to do so effectively within this administration, I would humbly recommend you follow me out the door, she added. The nerve. Well, honey, don't let the door smack you on the way out. Rex Tillerson feels and believes and thinks that the State Department has way too many employees for what they do, and they're not necessary. It's about downsizing. It's about getting rid of duplicate positions. It's about having the amount of people for the amount of work that needs to be done and nothing in excess. And should there be, then they'll hire more. But until then, not necessary. Not necessary. So let's see. The next story that we have involving Mr. President Donald Trump, we have, the ever more, in this case, three senators calling upon Trump to resign. Well, folks, if they can't impeach him, then ask him to resign. If they can't prove Russian collusion, because collusion is not illegal. I'm serious, it's not. Then no Russian collusion. Okay, we'll go with impeachment. We're going to push the impeachment. We'll come up with things for impeachment. Oh, let's see, that's not working either. Okay, we'll ask for him to resign. We're going to bring up those old sex scandals that had come up in the last leg of the 2016 election. We're going to bring those ladies up and out and tell them to speak out against this president, that they want to be heard and not to silence them, even though they've been silencing themselves all this time. They'll claim that they will not want to be silenced by the president. Senator Bernie Sanders and two of his Democratic colleagues have suggested that President Trump should consider resigning after a run of sexual harassment scandals that has driven out some members of Congress. Well, that's their problem. There was actually proof of those scandals from the men that were accused of sexual harassment. There were just allegations made against then candidate Trump, is what I say. Now, Senator Al Franken felt it proper for him to resign, Sanders said in an interview with NBC's Meet the Press on Sunday morning, so it was this morning, referring to the Democrat from Minnesota. Here you have a president who has been accused by many women of assault, who says on tape that he assaulted women. He might want to think about doing the same as far as resigning. It's not assaulting a person if they allow you to do it. See how they twist things around here? And people, the Never Trumpers, the progressive leftists, anyone but Trump people, who refuse to believe that the media puts out fake news. Well, this is an example of fake news, because when they twist the words and do not report it accurately, it can't be considered true news, right? It's got to be what? Fake news. Continuing on now. The president should resign because he certainly has a track record with the more than 17 women of horrific conduct. Merkley said last week in an interview by the weekday version of the Meet the Press. On Saturday, during his campaign swing as part of Alabama's U.S. Senate race, Booker told Weiss News that the standard that brought down Franken should be applied to the president. Well, there were no photos of the president reaching for the breasts of a woman who was sleeping, nor was he accused of putting his tongue down their throat when it was unwanted, like the woman who spoke out against Al Franken. Back to the article. I just watched Senator Al Franken do the honorable thing and resign from his office. Honorable thing? No, he's resigning in disgrace. He's forced out. Sorry, back to his. My question is, why isn't Trump doing the same thing? Who has more serious allegations against him? And more women who have come forward. Pattern on him is far more damning than the fact pattern on Al Franken. This is said by Cory Booker now. And he's completely wrong. But nevertheless, let's continue. Democrats made those comments just days after a largely ceremonial effort to impeach Trump, pushed by Representative Al Green, Democrat of Texas, failed in the House of Representatives. Although polling has found that a large number of voters favor an effort to remove Trump from office, most Democrats have suggested that investigations into the 2016 Trump campaign Russia connection continue. In a Quinnipiac University poll released of sexual harassment against President Trump, 70% a respondent said Congress should investigate the accusations of sexual harassment against President Trump. Of course they would. Of course they would. I'm not saying that the women who are making these accusations are all misrepresenting the truth. But I do question timing. I do question witnesses, evidence. It's all accusations. And we can make accusations about anybody or anyone, you or me. But that doesn't mean they're true. I think until these accusations have been substantiated, whether they're against the president, a congressional member, a CEO, anyone, man, woman, I think there needs to be evidence. I think there needs to be due process before someone's life is flipped upside down because somebody said something about another person. You can't just be firing people willy-nilly because accusations were made. How do you know that the person making the accusations didn't have a personal vendetta, an agenda that needed to be served, so they were put up for the task? We don't. We certainly don't. And when you put yourself in those shoes, it makes you think twice about jumping on the bandwagon of haters and tiki torch lighters and whatever else, calling off with their heads when we don't know if the accusations are true. I'm not saying not to believe the women. I'm just saying if they have a claim, just like with anything else or anybody else, it needs to be proven. That's all. That's it. I think that's fair. Okay, so let's see if what else we have. Oh, on the Hill, it looks like we have a story from our president, written by the Hill. Said President Trump ripped journalists on Sunday, calling their work a stain on America, after a series of reporting errors last week that received extensive media attention. Very little discussion of all the purposely false and defamatory stories put out this week by the fake news media. They are out of control. Correct reporting means nothing at all to them. Major lies written, then forced to be withdrawn after they are exposed. A stain on America, Trump tweeted. Very little discussion of all the purposely false and defamatory stories put out this week by the fake news media. They are out of control. Correct reporting means nothing to them. Major lies written, then forced to be withdrawn after they are exposed. A stain on America, he said it again. The president's tweets come after various journalists became targets of Trump and his supporters last week for a series of reporting errors. Well, they weren't reporting errors, please. An error is a typo and should never be the entire story that's incorrect, that's an error. If it's an error, then it should have been verified again. But these journalists don't seem to do that. The wind throws something by them and they catch it and they run with it. That's what it seems like to me anyway. The errors by CNN and ABC have been widely covered in the media, including on CNN, which featured on Sunday a segment on mistakes in journalism. How about that? They're taking a good look at themselves in the mirror. Trump referred to ABC's news, Brian Ross, a fraudster on Friday, a week after he reported that Trump had directed his former national security advisor, Michael Flynn, to make contact with Russia officials during the campaign. ABC later corrected the report to say the president directed Flynn to contact Russia after he was elected. Trump also took aim at CNN after the network was forced to make a correction on Friday regarding documents Donald Trump Jr. received from WikiLeaks. Oh, thank you, CNN. Thank you so much. You should have been apologizing for the last 2 years, Trump said, to laughter and cheers at a rally in Florida. Of course. Washington Post reporter Dave Weigel became Trump's most recent target on Saturday, after the president demanded that he apologize for tweeting a photo of an empty arena before a Trump rally in Florida that had been taken hours before the event started. Weigel responded minutes after a tweet from Trump who said he had put out a phony photo of an empty arena hours before I arrived. Trump has since called for the Post to fire Weigel. Now, of course, the president's going to receive lots of backlash for that because they are going to say, what is he, a dictator? He shouldn't be allowed to call up anybody and have them fired. But if you take it into context, he's merely giving his opinion. He didn't say he was actually going to do it. He didn't say that he did it or that he was planning on doing it. So people need to breathe and, the underwear getting in a wad, so to speak. So House may subpoena Donald Trump Jr. Representative Himes says, I doubt it, but let's play along. NBC News says the House Intelligence Committee is considering whether to subpoena Donald Trump Jr. to appear before the panel again in an effort to get more answers from President Donald Trump's oldest son. Representative Jim Himes Democrat of Connecticut, a member of the committee, said Sunday. Donald Trump Jr. voluntarily spent Wednesday in a closed-door meeting with lawmakers on the panel, but Himes noted that the committee has used a rule of not forcing testimony from those who speak with them on a voluntary basis. Sort of subpoena him or get him back under a compulsory process, Himes said on Meet the Press. After questioning wrapped, multiple members of the committee reported that Trump Jr. tried to use the defense of attorney-client privilege to avoid having to describe conversation meeting last year with a Russian lawyer at Trump Tower. Neither President Trump nor his son are attorneys. Because of the sort of novel claim of privilege, we don't know what happened in that conversation, Himes said. So basically, if there was such a conversation in that hearing, that closed-door hearing, then it was up to Congress to say something, and they all sat there like idiots. So now the time has passed, and you're done. We don't get to go back. You blew it, Mr. Himes. Mr. Himes goes on to say that the question before us now is what happened afterwards. Was there a follow-up? Was dirt conveyed in any way, shape, or form, and was it used? Because, of course, we've seen a lot of contact. We've seen desire to get dirt, desire to work with Russians, desire to contact the Russians. The question is, was there some form? And it is a question. I don't want to prejudice the outcome. Was there cooperation? Himes on Sunday also praised the work of the investigation's chairman, Republican Representative Mike Conaway of Texas, who took over the House investigation after Intelligence Committee Chairman Representative Devin Nunes stepped aside earlier this year. So this Mr. Himes, who claims he doesn't want to prejudice anything, and yet he throws all that stuff out there to see if it's going to stick on the wall or if it's just going to slide down like the slime he is, never realizing that pretty much everything he rattled off there was and is what his side of the aisle does, what Democrats do in Washington, not Democrat voters, but the Democrats in Washington. They've showed a disdain for any type of integrity, for any type of truth, for any type of fairness, for any type of equality, anything that they profess that others are not, they are in fact the guilty ones. It wasn't the Trump campaign that paid. How much was it for the dossier? Yeah, exactly. It wasn't the Trump campaign who spread lies about Donald Trump and these women with their accusations. At every turn, it was the Democrat Party. Yes. So you go on ahead, Mr. Himes. See how well that sticks. It won't. It will find its way down to the ground so you and your comments can slither away into the sunset with your nonetheless mentor, Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton, Hillary Clinton. Okay, we're going to take a short break. I'm going to work on that chat room once again because I would love to hear your comments or read your comments to see what you have to say about all of this. So we will be right back. Hi, Suzette LT here. You can replay this episode or previous episodes by going to blogtalkradio.com/Suzette Live Talk to listen to them in part or whole. Don't forget to tune in next time to Suzette Live Talk for discussion about events and topics big and small. We'll discuss them all. Join me, Suzette LT. Oh my, that just sounds so cheesy. Hello, 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 testing, testing. Okay, well, my board is lit up again. It went dark. but now it's back. Oh boy. The only thing I can think of is maybe there's a lot of broadcasters today. I don't know. I wish I did. So, we left off with Trump and the fake news group. Lovely. God's plan for Mike Pence. That's a story by The Atlantic. And the New York Times writes, inside Trump's hour-by-hour battle for self-preservation. All right, I'll bite. How is this hour-by-hour? What do they have to say? It says, around 5:30 each morning, President Trump wakes and tunes into the television in the White House's master bedroom. He flips to CNN for news, moves back to Fox and Friends for comfort and messaging ideas, and sometimes watches MSNBC Morning Joe because Friends suspect it fires him up for the day. What friends are those, I wonder? Energized, infuriated, often a gumbo of both, Mr. Trump grabs his iPhone. Sometimes he tweets while propped up on his pillow, according to aides. Other times he tweets from the den next door, watching another television. Less frequently, he makes his way up the hall to the ornate treaty room, sometimes dressed for the day, sometimes still in night clothes, where he begins his official and unofficial calls. As he ends his first year in office, Mr. Trump, or President Trump, is redefining what it means to be president. He sees the highest office in the land much as he did the night of his stunning victory over Hillary Clinton. As a prize, he must fight, protect every waking moment. And Twitter is his Excalibur. Despite all his bluster, he views himself less as a titan dominating the world stage than a maligned outsider engaged in a struggle to be taken seriously, according to interviews with 60 advisors, associates, friends, and members of Congress. For other presidents, every day is a test of how to lead a country, not just a faction. That's my dog. Oh, let me put them out, if you'll pardon me for just a moment.
Do you suffer from chronic CFED or can't focus energy drain? Try over-the-counter Vibrant. One tablet contains the same caffeine as a cup of coffee, but without the calories or coffee breath. Vibrant. Caffeine, not coffee. Taking Vibrant may result in increased productivity and decreased dread in setting alarms. Unexpected enjoyment of the graveyard shift has been associated with Vibrant. Vibrant may be a better budget option than drinking coffee. It may also decrease the urge to doze off, skip work, or exhibit signs of slacking. All jokes aside, always read the label, take only as directed, and limit caffeine as it may cause real side effects. Not for children under age 12. Do you suffer from chronic CFED or can't focus energy drain? Try over-the-counter Vibrin. One tablet contains the same caffeine as a cup of coffee, but without the calories or coffee breath. Vibrin, caffeine, not coffee. Taking Vibrin may result in a lack of drowsiness, improved productivity, and better cash flow from decreased coffee spending. Unexpected job promotions have been associated with Vibrin. Vibrin may decrease the urge to zone out, doze off, or exhibit signs of slacking. All jokes aside, always read the label, take only as directed, and limit caffeine as it may cause real side effects. Not for children under age 12.